Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hello.
This is a special PG episode. Happy Father's Day weekend, everybody.
Happy Father's Day, babe. And thank all you. The dads out there.
Thank you. Appreciate you. But we actually had a thought that we would do something a little different for the Father's Day episode and go straight to the horse's mouth, if you will.
Straight to the product of fathers.
Yes. So we decided to ask some of the children in our lives what makes a good father.
Yeah.
And we will let them reveal those answers to you. So we handed it over to our niece, Jordan, who's 16.
Yep.
And our son, or my son, Brooke's stepson, Griffin, who's 13, with a dashing appearance at the end by our super handsome four-year-old, Gunner.
Yes, it is it's a special episode of...
I think it's going to be fantastic. I haven't heard it all. We kind of heard Jordan and Griffin. We expected them to go for 2 seconds, and they just did their own podcast. So this is one take, one sit.
They sat here and talked for like 40 minutes, and we did not expect it. So there is like some background noise and stuff because they are sitting here in the kitchen recording it, and we were all, you know, my sister and her husband and me and Randall and Gunner all running around in the background. So, but it's I think they had a good little chat. They talk about dads, what makes a good dad. And I think you guys will enjoy it.
Yeah. So here they are.
Later, go smell your own butt toots.
Yes. So, what do you guys think makes a good father? Just lay it out there.
You go first.
I go first?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of basic words to describe it, but it's more like actions they do, you know?
Yeah.
That really do it. Like one time, I was in Savannah with a friend, and I got the flu, and my father was at home. He drove 7 hours to Savannah, straight there, and then straight back just to get me because I wasn't feeling well.
Mm.
And I think that's a pretty for a father.
My opinion, father has to be scary. Because at a young age, you're telling kids, oh, my dad can beat up your dad.
Yeah.
And I think a big factor in that is facial hair.
Mm.
Your dad can't have, like, a clean baby face. He has to have some sort of facial hair.
You got a baby face, get out of here.
Like a rockin' mustache or a super long goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Or just a gnarly beard.
Yeah.
And that makes him appear like a scary dude to children.
Gotta look a little grizzly, you know?
Like, yeah. And he has to be, he can't be scrawny and skinny, because then he can't beat up other dads.
So basically what Griffin's saying is if you're scrawny and you have no facial hair, you're not a father.
You're not fit to be a father.
You're just a man. Not notes.
Yeah. Young man, maybe. But there's a lot of other characteristics that can describe a father.
Such as?
Like, just playing a little game of catch with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what you got to do with your... As a father, you know?
Or just pretending you care, you know? I used to just pick up random rocks and hand them to my father, and he'd pretend like they were really cool, you know? It was just a rock, though. So you just gotta be good acting, you know?
Yeah, and patience is a big key.
Absolutely.
You gotta be patient with... And also being a good father is being respectful to not just your children, but your mistress.
Your
if
lady.
You have one. There are some single dads out there. See y'all taking care of your child.
Shout out to you.
Shout out to the single dads out there.
It's a hard job.
Single dad. Hashtag single dad 2K18.
Hashtag single dad life.
The new wave.
Uh-huh.
But you can't just go around being sleazy and just hitting on ladies. You gotta be respectful.
Family now.
Yeah.
It's different when you've got a family.
You gotta be a role model to your child.
Yeah. Imagine if that came out and your children were like, dad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And another part of what I was saying about being scary, if you have a daughter, then if she gets a boyfriend, he's scared immediately.
If he's not scared, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. And you can't just be like open to him, like, what's up, dude? You got to be like.
He walks in, you just got to stare at him for like 3
until he shakes your hand.
Direct eye contact.
Yeah.
Firm handshake.
Of course. No doubt. No other way. And you can't, like, if your daughter has a boyfriend, you can't really like him until it gets serious, like 3 to 4, maybe 5 years to give it that much of time. Until then,
you can't like him.
You just gotta be, whoa, dude, I don't know you.
There's always gonna be something wrong with him because he's never gonna be good enough for your little girl. You've gotta keep that mindset.
Yeah. Never gonna be good enough, never gonna be. Whatever he does to her, you're going to do to him. That's got to be your mindset, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like...
He breaks her heart.
You're going to break his face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's got to be some repercussions if he does something wrong.
Yeah.
You've got to do it 2 times worse than him.
You got to buy a weaponry and just lay it on the table. Like, oops, left my AK out on the table. Let me just put that up real quick. Oh, my bad. I just left a grenade in the fridge. Let me take that out real quick so you can get to the Mountain Dew.
Right. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. And my sister, Kara, she had a boyfriend in high school, and her dad had a taser. And he was like, hey, Michael. That was her boyfriend's name. And he said, look at this. And he tased it. Didn't tase him, just tased it. And he was terrified.
Right.
Yeah. So you got to be scary. Then as a dad, you got to be like... Because the mom's usually the aggressor. In most cases, the mom's going to yell at you. And your dad has to sometimes be there to be like, honey, whoa, chill out.
He's usually the one that gets the kid to do what they want. Because kids don't listen to their mom. But the dad just looks at them and it's like...
Yeah, it's another part of being big and scary.
Yeah.
Scared of your own father.
But you still got to be lovable, you know?
Yeah.
Unless your kid's not going to be around you.
Yeah. Lovable, but firm.
Hugs are important.
Yes.
Everyone loves
big,
I don't care who you
big
are.
Burly man.
Yes.
Big bear.
Exactly. Wrap you up.
Yeah. It's another part. Can't be scrawny because then it's just like noodles hugging your son or daughter.
Like your
bulging biceps. Hugging the sleeves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then that's what really matters.
Yeah. That's all that matters in a dad. Gotta encourage your son or daughter.
Both.
Can't.
Whatever.
And if your daughter goes out wearing something like spaghetti straps, you could be like, oh no, go put on a jacket.
Yeah,
immediately.
You better put on a burka.
You better
not walking outside in that.
You better put on a million layers of shirts.
Yeah,
I'm not letting you go out like that.
Never.
And then the son, I feel like dads are different with sons and daughters. Daughters have less leeway in relationships. Their dad is much more strict on them and their boyfriend. But when it's his son and a girl, he's just kind of like...
You have to look out for different things.
Yeah. Dads are more worried about their daughters than they are their sons.
Their girlfriends correctly.
And they don't want their girlfriend to get pregnant at age 16.
Right.
Yeah.
Grandpa would have taught my son
Grandpa
better things.
Grandpa would at like age 50. So. Yeah. And as a dad, you got to get midnight snacks.
Yeah.
You gotta go out at midnight. Sometimes wake up your son.
And eat a full meal.
Yes. Eat leftovers from dinner as a midnight snack.
Eat leftovers from 2 weeks ago because you're a dad and you take risks like that.
Yeah. 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 Sometimes you just gotta eat like 5 popsicles at night as your midnight snack.
Maybe 7.
Yeah. It's a solid number. And as a dad, you just gotta know things like about cars. Like,
oh, that's so true.
Like, I know nothing about cars. I'm not fit to be a dad yet.
That's why I have my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad knows everything about cars.
When my dad's just talking about cars, I just get lost.
And you know how happy they get when they talk about cars? It's great to see your dad that happy.
Yeah.
Like, my dad is happiest when he's telling me about a car. And he knows that I don't follow. And that sometimes I don't really care, but that doesn't matter. He is still so happy to be talking
so
about Mustangs.
So passionate about topics at hand.
Like, he could talk about an engine for 3 hours and be totally...
Yeah. And you just gotta sit there and just be like, oh, yeah.
What? I didn't know that.
Or you just gotta agree with him. He's like, you know? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But most of the time, you don't know.
No clue.
I don't know a thing about cars.
You've gotta... you've got a lot to learn then before you're a dad, Griffin.
Yeah, not fit to be a dad yet.
No.
And we have a son. You gotta, like, urge your son to play, like, contact sports.
Sports. Yeah.
Just sports in general.
Yeah.
Baseball, football, basketball. Not soccer, though. Soccer is commie.
Oh. What about the Laxer Bros?
The what?
Laxer Bros.
I don't know what that is.
Lax?
Lax?
Lacrosse.
Oh, lacrosse. Mm-hmm. I guess lacrosse is okay.
Why isn't soccer okay?
It's not really a contact sport, in my opinion.
I feel like that's the most dad.
I feel like the most dad sport is golf. Golf.
Like, contact sport-wise.
Contact sport than football. Most dads have played football when my age, which I'm 13, until high school, maybe even college. Maybe they even went pro. Yeah.
My father played.
Oh.
So is my father a commie?
I don't know. That's something you should take up with your dad.
I think all sports are dad sport.
I think swimming is the manliest thing you can do.
Really? Why?
Just something about, like, David Hasselhoff in that SpongeBob movie.
I think.
I'd love different. To have David Hasselhoff as my dad. I'd be blessed.
just David Hasselhoff, that's the... Like, if you had any other dad, only David Hasselhoff.
Only David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
He's great.
I just feel like patient, because kids are so annoying. I know I'm annoying. Like, I know I'm being annoying, and my parents still are, especially.
Also, a very dad thing is having bad hearing.
Ah, really?
Yes.
For my dad, it's bad eyesight.
That's also bad anything is something about dads. Bad joints.
Bad joints.
Bad eyes, bad ears.
Yep.
Bad anything.
Yeah.
That's just something about dads. But only, like, older dads.
Yeah.
Not, like, early 20s, mid-20s dads. Maybe even late 20s.
It's just a thing you assume about dads. Like, if you say your dad is 50, you're like, oh, can't see.
Yeah.
My can't dad's hear 50, a thing. Oh, he can't hear.
Oh, he's 70? He can't walk.
No.
He's in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Your dad also has to be funny. He can't just be serious all the time. He's got to have some humor.
I think we're saying has to be. I think we say we like our dads. We like that our fathers are funny.
Yes.
These are all qualities that our fathers own and that we enjoy.
Yes.
They are funny people.
Yes. Especially when my dad rips a humongous fart.
Blames it on my father.
Yeah.
It's always a fun time because they like to bicker like old friends.
Yeah.
They're funny people.
Yeah. Just ripping humongous farts on the couch, doing leg kicks, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And I feel like a dad has obviously needs to be good on the grill. It's the biggest quality a dad needs.
If you can't make him...
Then get out of town, dude. Get out of town.
Move to Canada.
Move to Belgium.
Belgium, yeah. Move to India. They don't like burgers.
They don't like meat. No, pork, right? I don't know.
I feel bad now. I have no idea.
Sorry, Indian people.
We're just trying to kick for a place. Be somewhere. If you know of anyone, you gotta know how to...
Or a steak.
If you can't. Or a hot dog.
Anything that can be cooked on a grill, your dad can cook it.
If you're a dad and your favorite holiday...
Doing it wrong.
That's an important holiday.
Yes. If your dad's never...
That's your time to shine. You get to light fireworks and look like a man. Because you know everyone else is afraid to go...
Spark up the firework.
But you see your dad and you're like, what's that firework? Like,
that's impressive. Yeah. Another big quality. Dads can't be afraid.
No.
No.
Even if you are, you can't show that. Again, yeah. Acting.
Acting. That point you made.
Yeah.
It's a big quality.
Yeah. Like, you might be afraid to go over there and light that firework, but you can't let your kids see that.
Yeah, because then they'll be like, wow, my dad is such a wimp.
And now I have to be
a... So you're going to be a father?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not judging. It's 2018. Parents are parents. Love is love.
Yes, but 4th of July is very important.
Yes.
The whole fireworks...
And acting.
Yeah.
Santa? Easter Bunny?
Griffin.
Watching this. Sorry, young children.
This.
Don't. Acting that Santa...
Careful. Acting during the holidays.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Acting that Santa might not come, so your kids are like, oh, Santa's not going to be here. And then boom! Santa arrives, drops the present down.
Yeah.
Leaves, and then your kid wakes up. He's thinking... Santa didn't come, and he goes out into the living room.
Santa!
My cookies are eaten, and my milk is drank.
The reindeer ate my carrots.
Yes. Sometimes, your dad has to take you out to, like, a Braves game or any place where, like, your city or your state plays a sport as a national team, your father needs. If you haven't gone, go immediately.
My father has to, and not only just shows, good father.
If you've never been, if you live in the Georgia area,
you've never been to a...
Drop what you're doing right now. Stop listening to this podcast. Buy Braves tickets and go there. Or your son, if you're a father.
Yes.
If you're a father listening to this, shame on you for never taking your son to a Braves game. But this things can change, father, that is listening.
Or, I mean, if we're assuming they live here. If you live in Kentucky.
Then, Kentucky Wildcats, then college basketball.
Oh, okay. Do you know what? It doesn't matter. Just take them.
Take them to...
To your local team sporting event.
Yes.
Regional.
Yeah.
Is that... Take them to your state's game.
Or your city's game. Or it's important. Whatever. County's game.
And then babble on to them to teach them about the sport.
Yeah.
Even though my dad has done this to me at football games, and I'll never remember a word he says about these football games.
Same thing about cars.
Listen. Exactly.
Everything comes together, and it just merges, and it becomes a blob, and that blob becomes a father.
Yeah. Fathers are blobs of goodness.
Yeah.
Fathers are...
Definitely agree. Your dad also has to carry, like, all the groceries in if he gets groceries once in a while. Or he has to take 50,000 years to go to the gas station and come home.
50,000 years.
Any task at all. You have to take a million years. If your dad goes to the gas station and comes back in less than 3 minutes...
Be concerned.
There's something wrong.
Yeah. You need to check up on him.
You need to check up, see what's going on with your dad. Mm-hmm. Make sure...
Sit him down, talk to him, be like, Dad, I noticed you were only gone for 4 minutes today. Is there something you'd like to talk about?
You're usually gone for 10,000 minutes.
You need to be able to talk to your father, too, speaking of that. If you can't have a nice conversation, that's just awkward.
You have to be open with your father.
Yeah.
You can't just close your emotions. And that's a negative of looking scary. Your kid might be scared to talk to you because you're so big and burly.
So you got to have that.
Yeah.
If you can't, if your dad's sitting out downstairs on the couch and yikes.
Yeah.
Just something.
And your dad's going to be like one of those people that like walks into your school. Like when I was in like third or fourth grade, my dad would walk into the lunchroom. Everybody'd be like, whoa. Could hear a pin drop. They were just so surprised to see this huge man walk into the lunchroom. I was like, that's my dad. And they're like, is your dad a wrestler?
Like, my dad is my dad. That's my dad.
He's my blob of goodness.
You see that? That's my blob of goodness right there.
Yeah. Your dad also has to introduce you to many things, like fast food. My dad introduced me to that, giving me Burger King.
I mean, don't hold your kids back from fast food. Don't give it to them every day. You know, you got to be a good dad and not do that. You got to be like, I know you, but not today.
Yeah.
But still give it to them.
Can't let your kids become unhealthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love McDonald's fries?
Everyone loves McDonald's fries.
And if you're saying you don't, vegan. And even vegans can have fries. And you're just hating on McDonald's.
One of those gluten-free people.
I mean, I guess they can't do anything, but like, still.
And your dad, in car rides, my dad just listens to podcasts all the time. Doesn't listen to music. Never once have I heard music being played in my dad's car.
Right.
It's always a podcast. Never heard music.
You see, my dad, there's two things. Well, actually three. It's either just silence, and he just drives in silence. Or he has, like, the radio on very quietly, and it's just random ads. But he's listening to some good old classic rock.
Nice.
That's it. You try and put something...
Like pop?
Yeah, he's like, I gave you put on Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Dad has to like one kind of music. He can't be like, can't divulge into a whole culture of music.
And he's also classic rock. Like, he can't let you, this is a classic rock song and this is good and you're going to like it.
Yeah.
And then you will like it and you won't forget.
Yeah. And country.
Absolutely.
My dad listens to country.
Who doesn't love Zac Brown Band?
I don't know who that is.
All right. I'm in Zach Brown's songs. Highway 20 Ride, you know that? Chicken Fried, everyone.
I don't listen to country. I only know Boys Around Here and Wagon Wheel. Rock Me Mama Like a Wagon Wheel.
Darius Rucker, absolutely. Yeah.
But he'd be a great dad.
Yeah.
He just looks the part.
He's taught me how to like good music, you know, Elvis.
Yeah.
And Elvis is Yeah. And without him, I would be listening to, like, who is a very basic...
Shawn Mendes.
I'd be listening all the time, and I'd be like, listen to Elvis.
Your dad also has to be supportive of your decisions. Yes. Maybe not all of them.
Because some of them might be just stupid.
Yeah. But when you sit down and tell your dad, hey, I'm going to do this because I think it's best for me, he has to support you.
Like, let's do a little scenario here.
All right.
Dad, I want to become a drug dealer.
No.
Dad, I want to move.
How old are you in this scenario? Then, yeah, you're in college,
yeah.
Hopefully. If not, you're a high school dropout.
Yeah.
And your parents don't want you at home anyway. Right. Unless you're eating the groceries.
Yeah, anyways.
And they're ready to retire.
What if you're 18?
18.
Yeah.
Depends.
Which would be Casey's age.
Depends on if you're graduated or not graduated.
Casey. Imagine Casey comes up to...
Does she have a boyfriend?
No.
Then...
This is a scenario. They've been dating...
Yeah.
Casey's in college. She's technically an adult, but she's still living at home. And yeah. That's your little girl. And you've got to make these decisions and be supportive.
Yeah.
Unless he's a total awful man.
Yeah. Unless she just kind of like walks into the house and be like, what's up, dude? He's got to walk in. He's got to walk in and say,
sir.
Hey, Mr. Holloway.
Yep.
Hey, Jimbo. What's going on, dude?
Boyfriends don't get to play that card.
Yeah. Unless it's a stepdad. Stepdads are a lot more open, vocal. Because they're not her actual dad, but it's her dad at the same
time. They're trying really hard for them.
Yeah, but most of the time, stepdads don't work out.
No?
Yeah, step out to all the shout dads. Shout out to all the stepdads. We love and appreciate you, and I hope your daughter, your son loves you someday. Who knows? Maybe they do.
Maybe they already do, and that's a great, amazing. But if they don't yet, keep working on it. It'll happen.
You're someday.
Great guy.
You're the right guy for your little child or, yeah, just child. Children. Yep. Do you ever bother the dozen, maybe? Yeah, you ever seen the movie?
He loses one of them at all.
No.
Oh. I'm thinking of Pacifier. I was thinking of the Pacifier. Anyways, back on dads.
Yeah. Sorry, we got a little off track. Yeah. It happens sometime.
Cheaper by the Dozen and Pacifier.
Yeah, just good movies get you off track sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like dads, they're just like, I don't even know. I feel like dads have to wear hats. Mm. Like just trigger hats. They have to wear their hat backwards.
Baseball hats.
Yeah. Some
just the classic dad hat.
Of that sort. What? Get pretty good blobs of goodness.
Yeah. Our blobs of goodness.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Are all of the good things we've...
Yeah. Except snakes. My dad's scared of snakes.
My dad got over that fear after he got bit by...
I can't say my dad's ever been bit by... But my dad has had neck surgery.
That's a very hard thing to go through. And that just shows how strong he is.
Yeah. You have to be able to fight through pain and try your hardest not to show it. It's another thing that goes along with fear. You can't show fear.
Have you ever seen your dad cry?
No. Yeah.
I mean, don't bawl your eyes, because then that'll make... If you're bawling your eyes out, then that makes tough holds that your children aren't as afraid.
That tough outer portion of a dad. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Or like a huge Galapagos.
Why was I thinking of Galapagos too? But I don't think it's a thing. I think that's just turns.
But they're huge.
Oh, so like one of those. Like a really hard shell.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, still, like, you know...
Soft and mushy.
Yeah. Yeah. Soft and, like, a glob.
Yeah. Goodness. A glob of goodness.
On the inside.
But has a turtle shell exterior.
Tough shell.
Yeah. Just knock. You hear this, audience?
That's what your father should sound like on the outside.
If you just knock on your father's, like, arm, that's what it should sound like.
Fun fact, this arm, that's... I just knocked on his arm. That's the noise it makes. Hear that? Yep.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like dads have to be able to, like, drive any kind of car. Like, stick shift.
And I don't, like...
They just... Like, they can drive boats.
Like, once you're father, you just obtain...
You obtain just all the knowledge about vehicles.
Yeah, like, has he ever driven a tank before? No.
But could he?
Could he drive a tank? Absolutely.
Could he drive a tank?
He'd never he'd never driven a bus before, and then we went to the bus rodeo, and he nailed the course. It's because dads know how to drive things.
Yes. And they have to have... And a part of this is their dad before them. Mm-hmm. Their dad before them taught it's all the important. All the dad qualities of them.
So you've got to be able to keep that up, Griffin.
Yeah, I got to be able to drive any type of vehicle.
All of them, stick shift. You got to learn that.
My dad bought a helicopter. Could drive it.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though you fly helicopters, he could drive it.
Yeah. If we got a jet, he could drive that.
Yeah.
Just drive it down the road. Parallel parking with a jet.
Yeah. A carriage.
Yeah, like the Amish. No offense to any Amish listeners. I think that's amazing quality Amish hashtag people have.
Love the Amish.
Hashtag people are people. Mm-hmm. Hashtag 2K18. Hashtag we live in a different world with different people. Right. But the same love. Man. This has been very interesting.
Yes. And so I think make it clear that...
Yes. They push through with the amount of patience they have with us.
And love.
And love.
So, a lot of love.
A lot of love. Yes. Shout out to you, Randall. /Larry.
Jim /
/ Randy Kane.
Yep. We appreciate everything you do. Always.
Yep.
No matter if it's driving.
Or getting 7 popsicles. And shout out. Last thing I'm going to say is shout out to all the dads out there that have all these qualities, maybe even more, that we don't know about. Maybe even more,
yeah.
Or maybe they don't have all these qualities, but they have more that make up for missing these qualities.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, also, I forgot to mention this.
Okay.
Another good quality a dad should have is knowing how to use tools.
Wow, I can't believe we almost skipped that.
That's a huge thing dads need.
You know, it's so drilled in my brain, like, I break anything, and I'm like...
Yeah.
My arm. Daddy can fix workshop. He can fix that.
My headphones snapped in half. Oh, I'll just bring that to my dad, he'll fix it.
He's got that.
Yeah, he's got it. He's got it in the bag.
Yeah. I need anything to be built, he can do that.
As long as it's not, like, technology. And that's where we come in.
Yeah. And we get to teach them, too. And they've got to be open to that. Yeah. They can't be like, no... Technology?
You millennials?
Yes. Like, you gotta be open to it.
You millennials?
It's the new future, Dad.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad. But also, good old hammer, toolbox, screwdriver, and a wrench.
A good home needs a toolbox.
Like, when I get new furniture, Dad's the one. Because he's gonna get that done quick, not gonna fall apart, ever.
Yeah.
It's gonna last for 500.
Maybe even 700.
700.
Like the 7 miles and the 7 popsicles. It's all about the number 7. Hours. It's all about number 7.
Yeah. We're talking about dads. And I love my dad, so.
And dads fall asleep sometimes.
Dads fall asleep all the time. And it's so funny.
Yeah. They take naps.
Because they look the least manly when they're napping. It's just funny. Like, I pass by my dad's room and I see him.
What a nerd. What a nerd.
Little dweeb.
What a wimp.
Taking naps,
Dad?
But dads do a lot of work, so that they need to nap the most.
They deserve those naps. They deserve those naps.
So much.
By woodworking, just working around the yard.
Just being manly for that long.
Yes. Just being a manly man.
But constantly flexing. Like, that takes a lot of energy.
Just flexing on the haters.
Yeah.
And I feel like dads... Always, when they're sitting down, they always have their arm up.
They always have to be in a stance. Like, they look like they're ready. Yeah. If anything were to happen. Like, if someone breaks into the house, they're ready.
Yeah.
Because I have a firm belief that if anyone were to ever break into my house, I don't need to be...
Maybe that's too extreme.
I don't think so.
Sorry to any young listeners that have to deal with any trauma we've caused.
Yeah.
But I feel like...
He's going to protect the house.
Yeah. And your dad also has to have this confidence that anything he's wearing, he's rocking it.
Oh my gosh. Your dad is there. Yes. He will wear anything.
He wore a Britney Spears shirt, a newspaper boy hat from the 20s, flip flops, and cargo shorts, and a guy was still scared of him.
Yeah. Still scared.
No problem here. Mm-mm. I'll just go.
There's nothing
in
to see here,
in a Britney Spears shirt.
I'll be leaving now.
I'll leave you to it.
You're very scary.
You're a very scary man with a very scary beard.
Yeah, walk out. Like, just your eyebrows are always a little tense.
Yeah.
Like, at all times. Like, their resting face, like, their eyebrows.
They're always making a little... Their nose is always scrunched up and their mouth is just...
Yeah, we were just making face. Just imagine your mean just, dad, like, your resting dad face. Like the.
Yeah, an RDF. Resting dad face. That's what you gotta have. Well, I think that wraps it up.
I think we've covered all the great topics of a dad that yeah. are dads.
Yes.
Because they're
the blob.
Oh. Let's go that way because they're the blobs of goodness
that we love.
Very much.
Yes. So, to any dads out there.
Especially ours on this special day.
Want to say, well, it's not Father's Day yet.
Oh. You know just what
wanna,
I mean.
Just want to say. Father. Happy Father's Day to anyone that is a father and has been a father. And we all appreciate
or
you.
Or will be a father. Maybe yeah. maybe you're about to be a father. That's so exciting. Good for you.
Yes. Good news, good news.
Good news.
And we just hope that you teach your child, which I'm sure you will, how to be respectable. Respectful. Not respectable. Wait, no.
Respectables. Yeah.
Is that a word? Well, anyway.
Same thing.
We appreciate all you dads.
Mm-hmm.
And... We just want to say Happy Father's Day, mm-hmm. and you're the best. This is me signing out.
Happy Father's Day, Daddy. Love you.
Love you, Dad. This is a topic. This is what moms do.
Moms take pictures.
Yeah. Very unnecessary pictures all the time.
Bye.
Peace out. Thank you. Thank you, Dads.
Thanks, Dad. Love you.
Love you, Dad.
Don't bite them, but you can say...
Hey. Hey, so what do you love about your daddy?
I like to hug.
You like to hug him?
Yeah.
Yeah? You don't have to hold the microphone, baby. You can just sit. Here, put your hands down. There you go. There you go. Here, put your hands down. Okay, what do you love about your daddy?
A hug
you
and
love,
kiss.
You love to hug and kiss him? That's nice. I like to hug and kiss him, too. What else? What do you like to do with your daddy?
Take care.
Take care? You like when daddy takes care of you, or you like to take care of your daddy?
I like daddy to take care of my cousins.
Oh, okay. That's good, too. What did you get daddy for Father's Day?
A car that says a heart.
A card that says a heart, uh-huh. Quit chewing on the microphone, goofball. Hey, Gunner, quit grabbing on it.
Okay.
What do you want to tell Daddy for Father's Day?
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. What else? Do you want to tell him anything you want to do special with him?
Yeah.
Yeah? Gunner, sit up. Yeah.
I like daddy to take care of my cousins and my JoJo.
Yeah, your cousins and your JoJo? Okay.
And I like daddy taking care of you.
You like daddy taking care of me? That's very sweet.
I like daddy taking care of all you.
Oh, that is very sweet. Daddy's good at that.
And I like daddy too. And I like daddy too. I like daddy too. I think that's all my questions.
That's all your questions?
Yeah, that's all my questions about daddy.
Okay. That was very good. Thank you so much, sir. I love you.
Love you. Mm-hmm.